Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Now, I want to introduce you to two people who are unlikely collaborators. Ian Dale is a broadcaster with LBC Radio in the UK. He was a parliamentary advisor to Tory MP David Davis, and he ran for election for the Conservative Party way back in 2005. Jackie Smith is a former Labour Party MP who served as Home Secretary under Gordon Brown. They're both regular contributors to many radio and TV shows, and together they host a podcast called For the Many, and it's coming to Dublin next week to the Laughter Lounge. Ian and Jackie, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, first of all, Ian, you're going to have to explain this collaboration. I know there are other across the divide relationships and politics like Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart, but how do a former Tory advisor and a former Labour MP end up working together?
Jackie is probably going to put the phone down now you've mentioned Alistair and Rory. When Jackie lost the election in 2010, we sort of got to know each other a bit. And I used to do a political blog, and I used to write some fairly uncharitable things about Jackie. So it was very unlikely that we ever got together and became best friends, which we now have. And so we started this podcast. We used to do TV pay-per-views together. And we do Good Morning Britain every Friday morning together. But we started this podcast in 2018. So we've been going for 6 years. And it's rather different to most of the other political podcasts in that we don't just review the events of the week. There's quite a lot of humour in it. Quite a lot of laughs, and dare I say, a bit of filth as well.
No, it's very enjoyable. So Jackie, are you sparring partners? Are you collaborators? Are you truly friends?
That we are truly friends, despite, as Ian says, everything horrible he said about me in the past. He's had to redeem himself about that. But we argue about a whole range of things. Some people suggest that we're getting a bit too close now. I think that's because I've persuaded him away from the dark side to a more progressive and moderate position. But, I mean, for example, we were totally on different sides of the argument and still are about Brexit. So that was a sort of lively period of time. We're very, very different on economic policy. But there are lots of things that we share. And this is the sort of argument that we've made throughout the time that we've done the podcast. We actually do have quite a lot in common. And the other thing is we very strongly believe in politics and political debate, and it's possible to do that in a civil way, and actually, as Ian says, even in a friendly and a funny way sometimes.
Really good. And Ian, you're coming to Dublin next weekend, as I said, going to the Laughter Lounge. I'm sure, as you mentioned there, Brexit, it's going to come up here, isn't it, when you're here in Dublin?
I suspect it is. I do a daily radio show on LBC, and I've interviewed a lot of Irish politicians over the years. Simon Coveney, probably the most. Mm-hmm. And he and I, shall we say, have had a few little battles over the period of Brexit. And obviously, people have very strong and different views on it. But you don't actually have to fall out with people. We've got Pascal Donoghue, the Public Expenditure Cabinet Minister. He's going to be our special guest. And he's somebody that I've never actually met, but he used to buy books from my political bookshop like 20 years ago. So when I thought, well, who should we have as a guest? I thought, let's have him. I'm not quite sure he knows what he's letting himself in for, but we're looking forward to meeting him.
And when you've an audience, an Irish audience there next week, Jackie, apart from Brexit, what are the political stories here that you think you might be discussing?
Oh, gosh, now you're putting me on the spot. Well, for a start, we allow people to ask questions. Yeah. So actually, it would be great to hear what people think, you know, the stories are, where they think there are any similarities with the sort of political challenges that we've got in the UK. So I suspect it is where Ireland sees itself in Europe. I suspect it's cost of living challenges. I suspect it's views as we have in the UK and arguments about our place in the world, our role in Ukraine, for example. All of those types of things, I'm sure, are you know, important to people in Dublin in the same way as they are to us. And then it will be really interesting to compare and contrast the political systems, you know, because I think the Irish political system, which doesn't have, you know, to my view, the sort of traditional left-right divisions that we've had in the UK, is really fascinating. And if somebody would like to set me straight, that would be brilliant.
And of course, across the water, Ian, when I look across the water as a political interviewer a lot, it's been an extraordinary week for you in the UK, hasn't it? With the Hester donations, comments about Diane Abbott. But it's amazing good fodder for your podcast with Jackie, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. And I mean, a lot of people try to do podcasts as if they were radio shows. Well, this is not a radio show. And I mean, we can swear, for example, and believe me, we do. And we try and it can be a bit rough and ready at times. But I think that people quite enjoy that. And I think also it's going to be interesting to see how many of our regulars want to hear the live show from Dublin, because we'll put it out as a podcast afterwards. Mm. Because obviously we're going to concentrate on a lot of Irish politics and Irish history. So when's the next election going to be? The same kind of questions that we ask in the UK. But I've become really interested in Irish history and Irish politics over the last year or two. And I did a podcast series on all of the 15 Taoiseach. And there's going to be a book to follow in October. So I want to sort of talk about the history of Ireland, because in Britain we're just so ignorant about Irish history, and you think, well, why is that?
Everyone says that, Jackie. Do you agree with that? Even people I interview say, if you live in the UK, people don't know that much about the history here.
No, despite the fact that, you know, thanks to the diaspora, thanks to being so close, and, you know, I've holidayed in Ireland and I absolutely love it. We know a lot of Irish people, but we are, to be fair, it's not just Irish politics we're not very knowledgeable about in the UK. We tend to be a bit insular and not to recognise what we can learn and the interesting things that are happening in other countries. So for me, it will be a challenge to get up to date, and but also a real pleasure to be able to learn about Ireland's history, given the number of Irish people I know and, you know, the very enjoyable times I've had in the country on lots of occasions.
Well, Ian, before I let you both go, since Pascal Donoghue is going to be your guest, we're very interested in what his future ambitions are. So if you find that out, will you let people know? It would be a good question for him.
I'll come on next week and tell you, Miriam. Like I say, there are still some tickets available if people want to come and see us. It's Sunday next week. You can buy tickets from the Laughter Lounge website or at forthemany.live.
And also, Ian, I have to check one thing. You were in Dublin, is this true, for the Eurovision in 1994, the original Riverdance?
That was my first trip to Dublin. It was the most amazing weekend of my life. I got to see, I was at the dress rehearsal, which I think I'm right in saying, someone will probably correct me, but I think it was the first public performance of Riverdance. Yeah. And I don't like any form of dance, but I sat there and my neck was tingling because I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. Yeah. And I mean, I'm starting to get emotional now, but at the end of it, I remember there were tears running down my face because it was just such an amazing thing to see. And I took my mum to see it when it came to Hammersmith Apollo. And the reaction of the audience was almost as entertaining as the performance itself.
Well, look, Ian Dale, Jackie Smith, sorry, I've got to leave it there, Jackie. For the Many is going to be in the Laughter Lounge next Sunday, the 24th. Tickets on laughterlounge.com. Thank you both very much for chatting to me this morning.